coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America. This is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese, Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman and Austin Orman. Old School with Foreman and Orman on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Here we go, hour three of Old School. Austin Orman, DP, with you, 93.7 Ticket and TicketFM.com. Big thanks to the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese, Special Ingredients and Butcher Shop with three Lincoln locations and one up in Omaha. Appreciate you being along for the ride here for the last hour. Let us know if you're listening on your drive home. Hope you had a fantastic Monday back on your grind. DP, let's dive into some NFL. You brought it up to start the show, and I promised we would circle back around there. Go ahead, lead off. You said you were less than enthused with the effort and the performance from your Washington Commanders.
Well, I mean, I have to be honest and fair to them. You played an NFL football game with Marcus Mariota at quarterback. So you have to kind of balance your emotional investment in it.
But it was the Marcus Mariota revenge game that still didn't come up DC.
No, it wasn't going to happen. Same thing, you know, it's the Micah Parsons revenge game.
Some revenge.
No, he kissed the girlfriend. He kissed his cousin. That's what he did last night. He kissed the cousin. Like, it's like kissing your cousin. A tie is like kissing your cousin. Well, he kissed the cousin.
He sure did.
He kissed the cousin. The Commanders, Mariota
lost. Now, it was very unique cousin kissing because it was scoregami at 40-40. Your cousin's kissing your cousin.
Right. I mean, Mariota didn't even get the kiss. Like, cousin rejected him. Like, he was denied by his cousin. Now, I like the Commanders team. Losing to Atlanta was not, even with Mariota, didn't seem like the thing that I was going to expect. But I gave him too much credit. And again, I watched the New York Football Giants win a game that they weren't supposed to win. I watched the Ravens absolutely just, oh man, they just dropped the pizza face down. They just dropped, like, fell out the box and just dropped it, and it landed face down. Didn't even give you the courtesy of landing on the crusty side.
Right.
Nope. All the toppings straight to the ground. There were several of those games, and you're watching teams struggle with the Saints. Why? What were you doing? Watch the Niners absolutely lay an egg, a gigantic 49er egg. Like, what?
Was it gigantic enough to get a text from Haas about?
Oh, listen, the Niner fans, I was with a bunch of Niner fans, and somehow it was my fault. So the Niner fans in D.C. have built this whole group on. When I've watched games with them, they have never lost. Yesterday was the first loss in several years. Several years. So they were a bit distraught. To Breezy, it was just, come on. But it's the same thing. They don't have the Niners aren't, they're not healthy.
Right.
So
them and the Ravens are on a real run so far this year of injuries.
Not being healthy. And it is the thing. But again, that's the Collinsworth thing about, well, it's players you don't really count on that are required to get you to those elite places. We didn't have the Ravens at 1-3. We didn't have, I didn't have in the pool that there would only be two undefeated football teams in the National Football League. Like, I didn't have that in the pool that, we're not surprised by who they are, but I would have thought that it would have played out, maybe a little differently.
Mm-hmm.
Giving credit to the Bills at being undefeated. I'm not sure what, you know, Baltimore in the early open, I guess that was the thing we thought, you know, where they would get got, but they played through, and the Eagles finding a way to be irritating and nauseating at the same time. Listen, the thing about going back east, you're going to run into more Eagles fans. you just are. That's just the way it works. It's aggravating. Like, I want to root for them. I want them to be happy.
Conveniently, Eagles and aggravating are both spelled with two G's.
Right. Like, you have to do that. I want to be disinterested in the Eagles. I do not want to be distraught over having to watch the Eagles. So that's where that was, and watching a ton of bad football yesterday.
Was some of the football you watched entertainingly bad, or was it just gross bad? Is there entertaining bad in the NFL, or is that solely the purview of college football?
Well, if you are a Detroit Lions fan and you watch them dismantle the Cleveland Browns, that was bad football.
Who, by the way, walked off Green Bay last week.
Right. Like, what are we doing? What are we doing? Buffalo, you scored 31 points. You did not impress against the Aints. You didn't impress. I kind of enjoyed Pittsburgh and Minnesota. Kind of didn't. Maybe it was because it was too early to really wrap my brain around the fact that Aaron Rodgers is actually a Pittsburgh Steeler. Like that's
and still, playing some all right football.
Right. And I don't know who the Minnesota Vikings are. I still don't know who they are.
Well, the Minnesota Vikings are going to have to take up residence in their ancestral home. Back-to-back weeks for them in the UK, DP. Do you like that? Do you not like that?
No, I don't like that for anybody. I don't like that. Although, can we send Iowa next year?
And leave them?
Make it, you know, let them create an annex or something? Maybe do that? Okay. Who are the Seattle Seahawks? Who are they, Austin Norman?
They're your NFC West champs, DP.
Right? And we
coming for it.
We forget that, and then we want to write them off, but we can't because they show up, and then they beat Arizona, who looked like for two quarters, looked like a really competent football team. And then they do Arizona Cardinals stuff. Mm-hmm. And you just go, oh, no. Oh, no. Mini me is
Pocket Hercules.
Yeah,
and the Bachelor.
I'm still surprised at how much fun he is to watch, though, because you do want to feel like a high school kid just got like drafted, mm-hmm, and is out there running around. Uh-huh. I spent way too much time with Giants fans watching Jackson Dart
get popped a couple times, but lead a win his first NFL start.
Oh, he graduated from the high school that Everett coaches at, and he knows the whole family. Right. And he has all the stories. But he asked the question of why, what is it about New York pro football teams that love Utah quarterbacks? Right. Cause the Jets they did the Wilson thing and it didn't work. And they were okay. So the Giants were like, hey, it didn't work for the Jets. Let us go get a Utah quarterback. Let us go get a kid from Utah.
It'll be different this time.
It'll be different. Although I don't know whether do you give the Giants credit for the win? Or
I mean, it's the NFL. You can't take anything away from it, right? It's not easy to win a game in the NFL, I've been told.
But the Chargers, we were starting to give Harburg the keys. We were starting to trust him with the house. Mm-hmm. Nope. 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 Lose to the Giants.
I think the Giants were feeling frisky after hanging with the Chiefs for 3.5 quarters.
There must have been some math to it. There must have been something, some magic potion. Will the Tennessee Titans win?
Oh, they'll catch someone. They'll catch someone. I mean, Cam Ward will have a day. Cam's been fine. Now, the other 10 guys on offense have been less than that, but I think I can foresee a game where Cam to Alec Ayo Manor goes for, you know, 12 catches, 200 yards, and 3 tutties, and it's just enough to win because some team shoots itself in the foot. And that team probably resides in Indianapolis. Because I know better than to think that the Colts will continue apace.
The Tennessee Titans scored the same number of points as you and I.
They did. They did.
None of us scored yesterday.
No.
None of us scored an NFL point yesterday. That's where you tell me your whole playbook failed. Getting shut out in the NFL means nothing. The professional play caller and schemer came up with work. Nothing. Nothing.
Well, it makes at least a little bit of sense that Tennessee would get shut out. It makes no sense to me that now, two Sundays ago, the Carolina Panthers held Atlanta out of the end zone and off the scoreboard. Well, what's going on over there, DP?
To lay that big of an egg in Foxborough.
Against an improved, but still not great.
Are they improved?
They're improved.
Okay. What does that mean? We're third in the division? Third?
Yeah, probably. No, I can see him going for second. Because tonight, DP, the game that we're not airing, mm-hmm. we have Bengals-Broncos on the air starting at 6:30. The game that we're not airing...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Corporate megastores are spending millions lobbying D.C. politicians on one-sided policies that send small businesses tumbling. They want to enact harmful credit card mandates that take resources away from your local credit union and community bank, leaving Main Street businesses with less access to credit, making it harder for your family to pay for everyday goods like gas and groceries. Tell Congress to guard your card and oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card mandates.
Paid for by Electronic Payments Coalition.
Is the toilet bowl. You got the 0-3 Jets and the 0-3 Dolphins. Those teams are fighting for third place.
What's the over-under?
Of?
That game.
As in points?
Yes.
Or,
yes.
Right now it's looking like Miami 2.5-point favorites with an over-under of 43.5.
What do you do?
I am not trusting Miami to win a game.
Is this a 24-21 game, a 2017 game? What do you think it is?
I hope Aaron Glenn can channel that energy that he had at the end of last week. You saw that, right?
Yeah.
You saw Jay's boy, Wilden. I did have to ask Jay about that on Monday, and he said that is not the first time Aaron Glenn has done that exact thing.
Oh, there are reports. There are reports. I don't even know who to root for in that game. Like, what are you rooting for?
How are you feeling about Jake Sorensen at this exact moment? Does that sway it at all?
Well, that's why Jake is hiding today. He may hide tomorrow. Listen, if the Jets win tonight, Jake Sorensen's calling off tomorrow. There's zero chance he's here. Or if he's here, he will set the record for the amount of coffee one drinks in 3 hours.
If the Dolphins win, though, he might also be off because it might be the last time he celebrates it all year.
The numbers are so bad that this could be the under-under game, right? This could be the under-under game. This is literally, we just go, I don't think anybody's going to score. I don't think either team's going to score 20 points. But
is either defense good enough to hold someone under 20 points?
I don't know.
Jets might be. Might be.
I don't even... This is where we need to have Jake Sorensen call in and just explain to us how he's feeling. Like, how are you feeling?
I'll at least text him real quick and see if I can get anything back.
Yeah, how are you feeling today? Like, I know he ran out of the building as quickly as he could to get his little, you know, Dolphins bib and get the whole thing happening. But yeah, when offered that game back whenever the season was, the schedule came out, they said, who do you want, Jets, Miami, or Cincinnati and Denver? And I'm not sure I didn't break the Guinness Book of World Records for how quickly I screamed
Cincy
in Denver. Like I got that out in a hurry. And to be clear, as a matter of fact, the first thing I did when I got back from my trip was walking on Austin and going, we did pick Cincinnati, Denver, didn't we? Because I would have found an old Lincoln High School football game to rerun instead of playing the New York Jets and the Miami Dolphins on the ticket.
We got the vibe check. No context or anything to this. It is two numbers and one word. Do you want to guess what the two numbers and the one word are, DP? Do you want to guess?
The two numbers.
It's a score prediction and the team that he thinks wins.
3-2 Dolphins.
You got the three. Except that it's 35-10 Jets is Jake's prediction.
Oh, my.
Which, if you lose 35-10 to the Jets, you fold your franchise yesterday.
Go off, Justin Fields. Go off, Justin Fields. 35. You need to text that. You need to tweet that out. That Jake Sorensen just said that his Miami Dolphins at home on a Monday night against the winless New York Jets are going to get paddled. Like the level of Boo Nation. Can you imagine the Jets up 21-0 in Miami? Do you imagine the boos that would happen, that would rain down from the sky?
Oh, it is all on the table with these Miami Dolphins. It is all on the table.
Because if he loses, if he loses tonight, he gets fired, right? Ask Jake that. If they lose tonight, does he get fired?
Let's see what Jake has to say.
Yeah, I would imagine that either coach. I'm not sure either one of them slept last night. Almost nightmarish. And to even say that the Bengals, watching the Bengals without Joe Burrow, I'd rather go to the Walgreens and just walk around and window shop to watch a Burrowless Cincinnati Bengals team. They threw for 140 yards. Burrow,
woohoo!
He comes into the gym with 145. What were they doing?
They were Jake Browning, is what they were doing.
I mean, Chase still plays for them, right?
He does.
Like, they still have some dudes out there, right? A couple of tight ends that Pro Bowl caliber. Like, what are we talking about? So I don't know.
Update. Texas Jake Sorensen, McDaniel gone if that happens? ? He needs to be. And Tua and the GM. Mm.
So it's autumn house cleaning for the Dolphins if they lose to me.
Yeah, probably.
I'm gonna start a text chain that just Jake Sorensen's degree of discomfort. And it starts at zero, but it really starts at -2.
Right.
Right? Like, you know, you can't.
On Jay Foreman's 1-7 scale, we're going to -7 now.
Yeah. Like, Jake is not going to be comfortable at any point.
No. No shot.
And of course, I can't wait. I'll talk to Raph. The fact that Raph would have to do his show tonight while the Broncos is playing. Sweet justice.
We might get the debut of play-by-play Raph.
Yeah, just to have him just have the top of his head pop right off. But they, they're favored by 7.5. I would imagine that he feels pretty good about that.
That defense ought to feast.
So the Dolphins are a 2.5-point favorite?
Mm-hmm.
And the over-under is 40?
43.5.
So they're
talking 23-21.
24-21 is what they're projecting.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of leaning towards the under. Like, I don't think they're going to reach that. But
now that anyone cares, my fantasy team is also rooting for the under. So need Garrett Wilson to get skunked. So. I'll throw that out there. Speaking of green, Nebraska plays Michigan State at the end of this week. And if you're planning a trip to Memorial Stadium for the Husker game, make sure that Lincoln Children's Museum is part of your plans. Football games can be fun for the whole family, but sometimes your younger kids can't sit through the whole game. So there's a great option for you. The Lincoln Children's Museum offers game day play dates. While the parents enjoy the game inside the stadium, their kids get their own game day experience courtesy of the great people, the friendly staff at the Lincoln Children's Museum. Drop-off is 90 minutes before the game. You can pick up your child 60 minutes after the game. And while you're cheering on the Huskers, the kids enjoy fun activities involving science, technology, engineering, arts, and math, all centered around the theme of football and getting your child active. It's affordable, convenient, and just steps away from Memorial Stadium. If you're interested, if that piques your interest, register your child prior to game day online at LincolnChildrensMuseum.org. And vouch for the friendly staff down there at the Children's Museum. They do a great job. Sounds like it's going really well. You want your kid involved in the fun. Don't want to worry about them running around or constantly complaining about the lines for the bathroom where the concession stay and the food getting cold. Just make sure you find them a friend there at the Lincoln Children's Museum. We'll go to break. We got more Old School on the other side.
Back to Old School with Foreman and Orman on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Half an hour left of Old School. Austin Norman, DP with you. Jake Sorensen not alone in being apoplectic about the Dolphins. We have Gingerbeard Man. Says, chill on my fins, man, but I will burn my Tua jersey tonight if they get blown out.
Oh,
get the kerosene and lighter fluid. No.
Yeah.
But Drumstick has the more accurate text. Some weird stuff will happen tonight. Always.
What do we do? right? I mean, have you ever considered burning a jersey, Austin?
No.
Right.
No.
Okay. I just
want to be sure. If anything, I'm going to throw it out or give it away. But I haven't even done that. It's just buried at the bottom of a pile somewhere.
Yeah. I mean, use it as a rag, or at least.
Right.
Is that rude?
If I'm that mad at you, yeah, I'll use it as a rag. But burning? Really? Like, I know this is America, but.
Never once. No. He said he asked for a Waddle jersey and got two Tuas.
Whoops.
You got to get better friends, man. You got to
get. Can't get better family, but if you could, it might not be the end of the world for you.
You got to get. Like, if you're a Dolphins fan, it's Marino. Like, go back. I mean, I love John Court just said, you know, get a Zonka, right? Zonka, Greasy, Paul Warfield, Mercury Morris. Go back.
You go get, Zach Thomas.
Get a Bonacani. Zach Thomas did a whole lot. Jason Taylor was probably the jersey I saw most over the course of my adult career. Jason Taylor, 99 for the Dolphins, was a lot. Very few of the quarterbacks make the cut, because why would you?
Right.
Why would you?
Tannehill Dolphins jersey?
Not many. A couple of Ronnie Brown jerseys back in the day.
Big Bang Hank, I wore a Tyler Thigpen jersey for 3 years. Always support your team, even when they suck.
You did not wear a Tyler Thigpen jersey.
Well, his name were Brody Croyle, so I'd take Thigpen too.
No, you did not. There's some Steeler jerseys. You know what the worst jersey I've ever had?
Ooh, I'm sure you've had some winners.
I will go old school because you can't tarnish the legacy that way. Uh-huh. Although there is one jersey that where the image was tarnished. I had the jersey and I can no longer wear the jersey. It was a hot happening jersey at one point. I cannot wear that jersey right now. I will find Stars tickets for anybody who could guess who that jersey was. It's a jersey that it was very popular, and then I can no longer wear the jersey.
Big Bang Hank, great friend of the show, does send in a picture of him in the Tyler Thigpen jersey.
Yikes.
It looks like you're trying to strike a Heisman with that picture there.
Oh.
Big Bang Hank.
Yeah, DM knows. DM knows. Hit it right on the nose. OJ.
I suppose that makes
sense. OJ, I had... Okay, DM, let me know. We'll get you... Yeah, I loved... I had the white OJ.
Hey, same color as the Bronco.
Yeah.
Sorry, too soon.
Yeah, it was OJ. Although... 8985, you were not far off. That the Michael Vick jersey, there was a stretch where you could not, right? You could not do that. I would wear the Falcons Vick red. Mm-hmm. The red. Although the Atlanta Falcons Dion red may be the best looking jersey of all time.
I am a product of my era, and I prefer the darker red Falcons rather than the brighter red Falcons.
I loved the red helmet Falcons. I understand that they're in love with the black helmets, but the red helmet Falcons, the red bird.
Yeah.
Listen, that was the thing. And then in full, I used to love the St. Louis Cardinals jersey.
Yeah.
Get a Jim Hart, a Jim Otis. I had a Terry Metcalf jersey. But the worst Washington jersey? Who would you think of? The worst Washington. Like, if I wore it now, they would throw eggs at me. They would throw eggs at me if I wore it now.
I'm really trying to think.
Bruh.
Are you thinking, Taylor Heinicke?
No, you can get away with wearing a Taylor Heinicke in DC right now.
Okay.
Yeah, they don't have that kind of hate for him.
I don't know who you got.
He's a quarterback.
Yeah.
He's a quarterback.
Is it Shuler?
It's Heath Shuler.
Had to be. Yeah.
It is. Heath stinking Shuler. man. Listen. And I got the jersey from him.
Oh, shucks.
Oh, Austin. Couldn't be a nicer guy.
Mm-hmm.
Too nice to play in the National Football League. Too nice to play quarterback in the National Football League.
Scott Lincoln said he thought you were going Ray Caruth.
Bruh, that's a home run because game worn.
At this point, like, everyone knows the whole Ray Caruth thing. Is it, like, ironic to wear it and people be like, I didn't know you had that in you sort of thing? Or is it still a no-no?
Oh, you listen, I don't need to know. I don't want to find out what people think about it. I was there with Ray. I don't want to say what I was about to say because that would lead to he was a rookie when I met him, and Ray was super smart, a bit shy, a bit of a lamb in a wolf's pen.
Yeah,
and I've explained to people that if you had lined up every player in the NFL and said, who's the last one that's going to be in this thing that was, Ray Caruth would have been one of the last people. He was just the city. When you talk about sending Utah quarterbacks to New York City, this is where it happened. Like, it was too much for him. It was too much for him. He did my show twice. And in his rookie year, that was most of the TV that he did. And no. Like, I got a ton of interview requests when he got released because they knew I had a relationship with him.
Mm-hmm.
But no, bro. No, dog. No. Like, I would wear a Daniel Stubblefield. I would wear a Big Daddy Dan Wilkinson Redskins jersey before I wore a Ray Caruth jersey. And that's saying a lot.
Yeah.
Because Stubblefield, they will throw eggs at that jersey. They will throw eggs at... No, they'll throw
but
eggs
at... But at least they might not be the rotten, expired, spoiled eggs.
No, it would.
Would be?
It no. would be. There are people been saving them up, man. They've been saving those. For Wilkinson, yeah. There's a bunch, right? You just go, like, you evolve in it.
So, let's get to the text line, because I think we're going to have some conversation on this as well. So, Drumstick throws out there Chad Pennington.
But Jets Pennington or Vikings Pennington?
I think of him with the Jets, but yeah. Of course, he was with the Dolphins for a while.
Yes.
So, of course, I had to remind myself of his career arc. And, DP, what if I told you Chad is not his first name?
What's Mr. Pennington's first name?
James Chadwick Pennington.
Sir.
James Chadwick Pennington.
He should have just went with that.
And he went by Chad.
You based it down. You said a lot about himself.
Mm-hmm.
You have to go into the NFL under James Chadwick Pennington.
Do you know where James Chadwick Pennington was born? With a name like that.
I would say Cape Cod.
It was relatively close to where he attended college.
West Virginia?
He went to Marshall.
He went to Marshall.
Yes. Yeah,
he went to Marshall.
He was born in Knoxville.
That makes sense.
Okay, then to this from Thomas and Lincoln, because I know you're going to have thoughts on this
one. Oh.
The worst jersey I own is trash can Cam Newton. Is there a worse jersey for me to own? Who and why?
No, I'm not. That was an MVP.
Took you to a Super Bowl for the first time in 15 years.
Listen, the Panthers did Cam dirty.
Mm-hmm.
Let me pull back the curtain. What the Panthers organization did to Cam Newton, shame on them. Shame on them for what Cam did in the city. Now, Cam is an interesting personality, but for what he did for the team in the city, that dude went to corners of Charlotte, North Carolina, and he went to Spartan-Tucky, South Carolina, and he went to places and lifted up communities with his work and his action and his love. And what he wanted was support that they wouldn't give. And then you brought in some people. Yikes. Yikes. Not yikes, but double yikes. Mm-hmm. So I won't tell anybody how to feel about anybody. Feel how you feel. But there are a ton of Panthers that you could line up. You know, Kerry Collins. I had a Kerry Collins jersey the day that he called somebody the N-word and got his jaw broke. Right? Like, oh, you know, like I saw that dude drink beer out of a straw, man. It was jaw wired shut. And I wasn't mad at him. He literally came on his first public apology was on my show. He came on the show to tell the story. He needed for me to co-sign for him. And because he wasn't a racist, he was just, ugh. Like, he just said things. He was young. There was no...
He was not ready to be the face of an NFL franchise.
He was not... Penn State, Kerry Collins was not prepared to go to Charlotte, North Carolina, and lead the community, the football community. They had people there. Kevin Green, Sam Mills. They had people who could have led. Kerry should not have led. Kerry had flaws, and those flaws came out in full, right? In full. Like that dude, listen, when you fighting, man, I'll get in trouble for saying telling some of these stories. He didn't have a family support system that was built for getting $15 million out of college and not having a plan for it and not knowing how to live that life. He matured into what he showed in New York. Right, taking that team to the Super Bowl. But no, he was not ready to lead the community, which is why I asked this of several people. Like, be careful about who you give the keys to your car to.
Yeah.
We say, be careful who you attach your car to. It could be a donkey or it could be an ass. Be careful who you attach your car to, because you can end up on the great road or in a ditch. And it often happens. It's a crapshoot to put an entire city's emotional fan base heartbeat behind a 21-year-old male. It's just hard to do, and it doesn't always happen the right way. So Ray Lewis managed to escape, but he had to do a lot of work off the field to do that.
Right. It didn't just happen.
Right. They didn't forget that brother had to put in work. That he had to get in deep into the ministry and then be active in it in order for the people to forgive and forget, which is a thing. It's the American story that we watch you rise. We love watching you fall. And then let's see whether you can get up and clean yourself off or not. I mean, we have the story here. Terrell Farley is that story, right? Everybody here has a thing where, you know, I did a thing when I was young and it was stupid, and you learn and keep it moving. Jerseys are a great tracking for it. Right? We pay attention. 5 years ago, that Scott Frost jersey, thing. Mm-hmm. Would you wear a Scott Frost jersey right now? He's shaking his head no for you radio folks.
I would not.
Right? That, right? I mean, that's a thing. Another name that comes to mind, Lawrence Phillips.
Right?
Right? So. Yeah. So you have to, jerseys are a statement of who you connect to. And then sometimes you have to disconnect from that. You fully have to, I mean, it's a thing. It's rare. I mean, man, you still see the Johnny Rogers jersey. That's a statement.
Yeah.
I am bothered. Can I say this out loud, that I'm bothered at how few Rich Glover jerseys there are walking around Lincoln? As a matter of fact, I need to have one made or find one. I need a Jerry Tagge jersey. Actually, somebody gave me a signed one, and then we raffled it off, but I need to have one for the collection because that's in my memory bank for Huskers. I am hip jersey, but it has to be mesh. I don't want a cloth jersey, right? All right?
No. Got to be true to the era.
Right. And Drumstick, that literally is in our greatest humanity and our lowest humanity is trying to figure out how, at what point do you separate the art from the artist? Because you have to then identify, can you?
Mm-hmm.
Can you? And why?
And that's a different answer for everyone. especially if it's your favorite athlete, someone just played on your team, someone that you rooted for, someone you rooted against. There's a different point for every person depending on who the athlete is.
Yep. I mean, it's amazing that in our fandom, right, in our fanaticism, we're often asked to make that decision. And you go, okay. I mean, listen, I stepped away from the Redskins, the whole organization, because I couldn't separate them. I couldn't separate what I knew to be true until that thing didn't exist anymore. And some people said, well, you're not being loyal. I shouldn't have been loyal to it. I knew too many things. I have the same thing with Carolina, like with the Panthers. I was there in year one, and I was there through Kerry Collins in the N-word. I was there through Ray Carruth. I was there through Bobby Phils crashing his car. I was there. There was a lot. Fred Lane being murdered by his baby mama. There's a lot because it was a new NFL city. Mm-hmm. And all the things that are brought to the point, right, that you introduce into a city, and you say, be careful what you ask for because you might get it, that you have to have boundaries in place for all of that. And I literally went, okay, this is too much. This is too much. I cannot be a part of this. And I made the same thing in Utah, and going through, there's certain things you go through and you go, good heavens, man. Like, I can't do it. So
you can't do it. City needs a break. All the above?
Yep, all the above.
We'll go to break. We'll wrap up Old School after this on The Ticket.
Back to Old School with Foreman and Orman on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
We're back wrapping up Old School 93.7 Ticket, ticketfm.com. Brought to you, as always, by the great people at the Mercado by Certified Piedmont. He's a couple days away from Fired Up Thursday and, of course, Fired Up Friday. Speaking of Friday, going to be fun. Old School's hitting the road, going just down O Street. Let me get my math straight. About 6 miles, 72 blocks. Cornhusker Bank's Customer Appreciation Tailgate Party taking place beginning at 4 p.m. out there, Cornhusker Bank at 83rd and O. Old School will be live from 3 to 6, normal showtime, but you are invited to the Cornhusker Bank Customer Appreciation Tailgate Party. Our good friend, friend of the station, Larry the Cable Guy, will be out there. I'm sure he'll pop by, do a segment or two on the air with us. I'm definitely looking forward to that. DP, a little schedule programming. You and Nick, I know we're talking about high school football on Thursday this week. So we will boot the NFL just so we have a chance to get a high school game back on the air. That ought to be fun before full ticket tailgate pregame show. Of course, 3 hours ahead of Nebraska and Michigan State. Got all week to talk about it, but just your early impressions and thoughts of what Nebraska is looking like, sounding like, feeling like coming out of the bye week.
There's I was listening to Matt Rhule, and then I listened to Coach Smith from Michigan State talk about it, and they've got some similar issues. They've got some banged up players that they're going to count on. They're still trying to recover from a winnable game against a blue blood program. They thought they had enough work done to beat USC, failed late, found some holes in some chinks in the armor. But they also found they had some playmakers who stepped up. They lost the game at home against USC. If you can wrap your brain around that, an explosive, elusive quarterback, run throw option quarterback who can do both of those things, which causes problem for Nebraska. I don't think that they throw the ball pretty exceptionally well, but the numbers against non-con say that they can. They made some big plays against USC in the passing game. Mm-hmm. Their run fits are unique in that some big plays for USC happened breaking tackles, but the real weakness for them was mobile quarterback, which Dylan is not.
Right.
And
I just stop you there because you said unique in a way that I can picture you using as a coach when you're trying to be tactful.
Yeah. I mean, they did some open space, some open field tackling mistakes. Bad leverage. They are massive defensively. This is a full Big Ten defense, especially in the front seven. The back four will hit you, but the front seven, these are big dudes who like to run and hit, but sometimes they get reckless. And USC caught him off balance a couple of times, sank a hip, planted the foot, and got vertical on him and made a big play out of it. But Maiva was the guy for USC at the quarterback position that he would drop back, and then things would break down. Somebody would lose contain, and he would get to work. But if Dylan's not going to do that, then you're going to take away the thing that beat them against USC. Those breakdowns won the game for USC. I'm not sure Dylan's going to get those. And if he's going to get them, will he capitalize on them, take advantage of them? You can throw against this Michigan State defense. They have the best kicking game in the Big Ten, best kicker and best punter. The punter's, geez, incredible. He's averaging like 49 yards a kick. And the return game is solid. So the last five have been one-score games. We can factor that in. Figure that, you know, this strikes us as a 27-23, 24 sort of game. Whoever makes the – neither team was turning the ball over much, and that's a part of the plan. Don't make mistakes. Keep control of the ball. Flip the field when you can, and then wait for your opponent to make a mistake. Quarterbacks on the move will determine this game. And quite frankly, Michigan State's quarterback runs better than Nebraska's. Dylan throws better. Who makes the plays? Who makes the plays?
Vegas thinks Nebraska is going to make more. Huskers 10.5 point favorites at the opening bell. Not sure I buy that right now, even though Michigan State's down at starting left tackle and then some. DP, appreciate you sitting in, as always.
No worries.
We'll be back right after this on 93.7 The Ticket, kicking off ticket weeknights with Tom Chattel of the Omaha World-Herald, the Husker Football Hour. 6:30, we will kick that show to the stream. On the brick and mortar, it'll be Bengals and Broncos, Monday Night Football in the NFL. For DP, I'm Austin. It's been a blast here on Old School. Talk to you again soon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Corporate megastores are spending millions lobbying D.C. politicians on one-sided policies that send small businesses tumbling. They want to enact harmful credit card mandates that take resources away from your local credit union and community bank, leaving Main Street businesses with less access to credit, making it harder for your family to pay for everyday goods like gas and groceries. Tell Congress to guard your card and oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card mandates.
Paid for by Electronic Payments Coalition.